Where with all shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. You're about to listen to the unadulterated word of God preached at the Anakazu Assembly, Sotom in the Safe Church. Reverend Ike is an ardent preacher of the word of God and has passion for young people. His regular messages, camps, conventions, conferences, and other Holy Spirit influence gatherings leaves the young person with an indelible print of the word of God and challenges them to live a holy life. And now, this is today's word.
Knowledge of what is true or right, just judgment as to action, sagacity, discernment, or insight. These are nice words. Alright? So, to have discernment, to have insight, okay, to have a good judgment as a young person means that wisdom is residing in you. Every foolishness is leaving you right now in Jesus' name. I said every foolishness is leaving you in Jesus' name. Yeah. And some of the synonyms for wisdom is wow. Intelligence. Yeah. And a word which means we is to have intelligence. Alright. Another word means prudence. So all these words just mean wisdom. Another word means sanity. You are sane. Okay. Your brain is working well. Now, if you meet mad people, there are a lot of mad people around. Many people are mad. Only that few are walking by the roadside. But many are mad, few are walking. Now, when you meet a mad person, the difference between a madman and a normal man is that a madman is not sane. The madman's brain is not working well. The brain is gone on vacation. Alright? He's suffering from mental delusion. Okay? He's suffering from what we call schizophrenia. Everybody say schizophrenia. That's a very good medical term. By the time I'm done with you, you become a medical doctor. Another word which means wisdom is stability. Yeah, when you are stable, it's a sign that you have wisdom, stability, and one I have a lot, but I'll read few. Another word is understanding. To have understanding of whatever is going on means you are wise. I pray that as I preach, the spirit of wisdom will enter you right now in Jesus' name. Say amen. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I commit every young person listening to me right now into your care. I pray, O God, according to Ezekiel 2:2, it says, as he spake unto me, the spirit entered into me. I pray, O God, that may you cause your spirit, the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of understanding, the spirit of the fear of the Lord, the spirit of knowledge, the spirit of discernment, the spirit of stability, to enter everyone listening to me right now in the name of Jesus. And I pray, O God, that by the time we are done with this broadcast, somebody will learn something important and somebody will learn something good that will propel them in this life. In Jesus' name, amen. Put your hands together for the Lord. Okay. Once again, share the link. Alright. Make sure the link is viral. Put it on your WhatsApp status. Put it. Do that in cry. What? Alright. Amen. I'm preaching. I've come here to preach. So I'm here to preach. Amen. So we've been talking about wisdom is for young people. Now, you need wisdom at this stage of your life. Your mother doesn't need wisdom. Your father doesn't need wisdom. Your father has made the decisions already. That is how, or that is why he is where he is. Your mother has also made decisions in her life already. As for your grandfather, he has passed. Be careful. Ebe ukwatra, be careful. Okay, your grandfather doesn't need wisdom. The person that needs wisdom is you. You, a young person in SHS 2, you need wisdom. You, a young person in class 6, you need wisdom. You, a young person in JHS 3, you need wisdom. Wisdom is for young people. Hallelujah. Oh, I said hallelujah. Yes. And absence of wisdom makes you a fool. Anybody who doesn't have wisdom, you are referred to as a fool. If you drive trotro, you are a trotro driver. Do you understand? If you teach at a school, you are called a teacher or sir. That's how they call you. If you don't have wisdom, you are called a fool. Alright? But as young people, one of the requirements for us to do well in this life is wisdom. If you don't have wisdom, you will make the wrong decisions. If you don't have wisdom, you will think that the wrong things are more important than the right things. I don't know whether I understand you. But when you go to secondary school, you do a lot of things. You go for intercom. You go for what else do you do at secondary school? You go for dining. You go for entertainment. You go for preps. You go to class. You go for... Which one is the freak? Entertainment by other schools. Oh, okay. At time we call it fanfare. And the people who go for fanfare in other schools, we call them ambassadors. They represent the school at other schools. So we call them ambassadors. Now, when you go to secondary school, you because you go for dining 3 times in a day, you will think that the dining is the reason you are in the school. So, even from the start, you know the menu for the whole week. You know what they serve on Monday afternoon, what they serve on Monday morning, what they serve on Monday evening. You know the timetable already. So, if somebody doesn't tell you that you are in the school to learn, you would think that the reason why we pay school fees for you, or the reason why we sent you to school to go and do God's track. Alright? God's track. Free SHS. Is to eat and come out. Some people think that the reason why they are in secondary school is to do PE. Yes, when we were in school, we had a friend. He was in my class. I won't mention his name because he can be listening to what I'm preaching. When he wakes up in the morning, he will run around the school park about 15 times. You see him jogging around the school. Because he wanted to be selected for Interco. You see, and the school that I went to, if during Interco, if you can run, you girls will give you fans. As you are running, girls, you see that the girls have done placard. They've lifted your name. So those of us who couldn't run, we don't have girls. Nobody gives us fans. So you see this boy, see him running whilst we were in the class and we are doing trigonometry. How do you call that one? Trigonometry. Are you sure it's a good word, Nadia? We are doing sets. We are doing we are balancing equation. We are doing chemistry. We are doing biology and nomenclature. We are precipitation. We are coming out with gelatinous TTP. Do you understand? We are learning the electronic configuration. Okay, hydrogen, helium. Lithium, barium, boron, carbon, nitrogen, oxygen, fluorine, neon, sodium, magnesium, aluminium, silicon, phosphorus, sulfur, chlorine, argon, potassium, calcium. As we are learning all this day, Unia, warfare, a chairman is running around the park. So, in effect, you feel that they brought you to the school to run around the park. So, a lot of people go to secondary school. Then when they bring the results, they say WAEC has failed them. Because wisdom didn't tell you that you are in the school to learn. But somebody tells you that you are in the school for PE. So if you finish PE, they will give you a certificate. And it will reflect in your testimonial. As I'm standing here, I don't have testimonial. And if you squeeze me for test, I don't know, my life itself is a testimonial. Say amen. If you walk according to the wisdom of God, your life will be a good testimonial. What have I been preaching about? Wisdom. Proverbs chapter 30, verse 24 to 26. There be 4 things which are little upon the earth. Young people, you are little. Every young person listening to me, you are in class 6, you are in class 4, you are a little child. There be 4 things which are little upon the earth, but they are exceeding wise. You can be little and you can be wise. Hallelujah. I said you can be little and you can still be wise. Amen. Verse 25. He said the ants are a people not strong, yet they prepare their meat in the summer. For the past 3 weeks, I've spoke about the ants. I can't do recap because my time is going. This broadcast, I'm supposed to do it in 1 hour. So you can go rocks. The colonies, okay, they are but a feeble folk. Yet, they make their houses in the rocks. Hallelujah. Today we are talking about colonies. Colonies are feeble. Feeble means they are not strong. But they have decided that because they are not strong, they will make their homes. They will make their homes in the rocks. Young people, there's a wisdom here to learn. If you know you are not wise, attach yourself to somebody that is wise. Hallelujah. If you know that you are not strong, you must attach yourself to somebody that is stronger than you are. You are in the school. Your body, your main paddy is the guy who chop last. That is your main paddy. Now, if your paddy is chopping last, it means that you will do the, how do you call that thing? Hitchery. Yeah, the English name for that one is called head ring. Head ring. So, you will do the head ring and he will carry the class. Yeah, and you carry you on top. Alright? So, wisdom is teaching us about colonies that they are feeble. They are not, you see, and most of you, what you do is that when you go to school, you criticize the person who chop first. Look at the head. Look at the head. Big head. With his big head, he's becoming first. With your cute head, you are becoming last. Even in church, somebody is singing nicely, is clapping for the working for the. Instead of you to make the person your friend, for you to learn something from the person, you are there. Hey, guy, do know he's been singing Shatawale songs. But if he's singing Shatawale song, and he's also singing Nyame Nyum, and it's working. So find out what the person is doing. That is working. Now, if you see somebody doing something that is working, the person has a certain wisdom. Say amen. Oh, I'm not feeling people cry. I said, say amen. Anytime you see somebody doing something, it means that the person is operating by a certain wisdom. That is why the thing is working for the person. Now, the wisdom here is the key of association. Now, the devil knows about this key, that whoever you associate with, you become like the person. And it's like that. If you company with a fool, you become a fool. If you company with a wise person, you become wise. That is why the Bible said that. He said, the companion of fools shall be destroyed. Say amen. So, whoever is your friend, and whoever is trying to lead you, whoever you are associating with, you become like the person. So the devil knows this. He capitalizes on that. He gives you bad friends that can influence you into something bad. Say amen. Oh, I said say amen. What are we trying to learn from the colonies? Number one, the key of hiding. The key, he says that these are, they are colonies but are feebles. Yet they make their houses in the rock. They hide themselves in the rock. They hide themselves in the rock. The key of hiding. Young people, if you hide yourself, you will do well. If you hide yourself, you will do well. Anybody who like exposing themselves everywhere you are on social media, you are eating kenke. You are taking pictures. Everybody should see and like you. You are eating this. You put it on Instagram. Everybody should see and like you. I dare to say that you will not do well. The key of hiding. What are the two places where you can hide? Number one, you can hide in God. You can hide in God. Second Samuel 22 verse 3. The rock of my God, in him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my hider and the refuge, my savior. Thou severest me from violence. You must learn as a young person to hide yourself in God. You cannot hide yourself in worldly things. You cannot hide yourself in Shatawale music. You cannot hide yourself in Stone Boy music and do well. You are too young for that. You are too young for that. He says that the God of my rock, conies make their homes in the rock. God is your rock. In him will I trust. Listen, we all trust our homes. So when it's rainy, you believe that your roof will never break down. You trust your house. People who even sleep in kiosks, they trust that the kiosk will sustain them. Yeah. So one of the things, oh yes, you must hide yourself in is that you must hide yourself in God. You are listening to me. Churches have resumed. Everybody is going to church. You say you not go to church because when you go to church, you get corona. Who told you coronavirus is in the church? But you sit in trotro. You sit in trotro and nothing happens to you. But you believe that the coronavirus is in church. It is because you have backslidden. Yes. It says that the God of my rock, make your house in God. Make your refuge in God. Make your habitation in God. Let God know that he is the one you are hiding in. Hallelujah. Oh, I said hallelujah. Yeah. The horn of my salvation, my high tower, my refuge, my savior, thou severest me from violence. When you hide in God, God will save you from violence. God will save you from violence. Evil things targeted at you. You see, as feeble as you are, boys will be calling you. I'm coming again. This boyfriend, girlfriend thing, I won't stop. Boys will be calling you because boys know you are feeble. They'll be sending you messages. Hi, baby, you look cute. And you, sisters, anytime they tell you you look cute like this, you know, then your head is going, because they say you look like the sunflower. Look at your face in the mirror and see if you look like a sunflower. Look at the watermelon pimples in your face and see if you look like sunflower. And tell me whether the boys are telling you the truth or they are lying to you. Hallelujah. Yeah. One of the places you must hide is in God. It's in God. Hide yourself in God. Young person, the only person that can rescue you, the only person that can stand for you, that can rescue you from violence, that can take you from evil, that can fight your enemies is God. Yeah. And Connie's, they know this. And they decided that they'll make their abode, their dwelling place, their sleeping place in the rocks. Which rock are you hiding in? As you have come, you are even in the church. Which rock? Let me tell you, your pastor, God is giving you a pastor to be your rock. Jeremiah 3:15. He says, and I'll give you pastors after my own heart. A pastor in your life is a rock. I'm telling you. A pastor saves you. Listen, like pornography, boyfriends, girlfriend. If you have a good pastor in your life, the pastor will shield you. The pastor will serve as a rock in your life. You have no rock. You are open to the vagaries of the weather. You are open to the adverse weather condition. Rain is beating you. The sun is shining you. Anybody at all can come and toy with you. Somebody, you are listening to me. You have slept with more than 3 boys. But you are not even 15 years. You have slept with more than 3 boys. Why? Because there is no pastor in your life. There is no rock in your life. There is no somebody to shield you from violence. Say amen. Yeah. Psalm 61 verse 1 and 2. Hear my cry. Oh God, this is a song. Hear my cry, oh God. Attend unto my prayers. Have you heard that song? That's where it's coming from. From the ends of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. There must be a rock that is higher than you. Oh yes. There must be a particular rock that is higher than you, that you run to the rock. Oh, what are you saying? Everybody needs a rock. God is your rock. Your pastor is your rock. You are listening to him say, "Man, I don't need pastor." There is nobody who will say doesn't need a pastor. You need a pastor. You don't need a political candidate. You need a pastor. One day you need a pastor. Today you are there. You see your mouth. You are insulting pastor. Pastors eat money. Pastors eat money. But we should eat zero. We should eat what? We eat money. Now the pastor that has come, skedie kwa. Do you see sometimes, don't let your parents embellish evil into you. Sorry. One day, there was a boy. He used to come to my church here. If you ask him to come to church, seeing then, you see himself, nigga. As if when he comes to church, then they credit my Echo Bank account with 10,000 Ghana cedis. He didn't come. At the point he stopped the church, if you go and look for him, he will not mind you. It came to pass at the age of 17 that he died. He died. This is not a movie that I'm telling you. It's a real story with a human being with a name. The boy died. But his death is not even my surprise. At the funeral, when they were burying the boy, they because he doesn't go to church, they managed to get somebody to come and preach at the funeral. But I said, that pastor who preached, he also has a place to go. So he went. So they sent him to the cemetery to bury him. At the age of 17, he died. He was in the cemetery. They were there looking for the pastor to pray. They didn't get the pastor. Everybody didn't get the pastor to pray, to bury him. I don't know that is the time they've seen that a pastor is supposed to pray for him to be buried. But let me tell you, if you don't give your life to Christ and you die, we can bring the Pope. We can bring Archbishop. We can bring Apostolos. We can bring Prophet Sharp to pray. That will not even send you to heaven. The boy coffin has been in the cemetery for the past 2 hours. Everybody who came were looking for their pastor, calling their pastors to come and do part-time to bury the boy. They couldn't get anybody like that. And the boy uncle arrived and he told the people around, "Listen, those of you who don't take church seriously, listen to me. This is the end of this boy." The uncle prayed some prayers. They put him into the hole and they poured sand on him and they left him there. You say you don't need a pastor. You need a rock that is higher than you. God has given you pastors. He says, "I'll give you pastors after my own heart." You need a pastor. You need a pastor. You need a pastor to lead you to Christ. Some of you, you don't know God. Because you have a Christian name, you don't know God. You think you are saved. Some of you too, because your father is a pastor. You think because your father is a pastor, salvation is a family property. Salvation is never a family property. If your father is saved, it is only your father that is going to heaven. My father is a cardinal. Your father is a cardinal, then you are a compass. If your father is a cardinal and you have not given your life to Christ, you are a compass. Your father is a bishop. Your father can be the Pope. But if you don't give your life to Christ, let me tell you, when you die, you will end up in hell. You need to know God for yourself. Yes, you need to know God for yourself. You need to hide yourself. You see, because one day, if your father is a pastor, one day you come and accuse your father. Greener, you force us to go to church. Force us to go to church. Yeah. Look, I know people whose parents are pastors, but they themselves, they are weed smokers. Yeah. The fact that your father is a pastor doesn't make you a special candidate for heaven. You need to know God for yourself. You need to create your home in God. You need to hide yourself properly in God. Otherwise, a scavenger will come and pick you out. Hide yourself properly. Cornice, insect, an animal like cornice, they are able to hide themselves in a rock. Do you understand? So that a scavenger will not come and pick them out. And you, a human being, you are exposing yourself. Some of you, if you see this church, you are 10. If you see this church, you know, you are 10. You are just exposed. You have become a Christian prostitute who attend church by heart. You don't have one church you attend. I had a church member. So I called her. Oh, years ago when I was in Tamale. So I was checking up on my church members, took the church register. I'll call, then I'll talk to this person's parent. Oh, please, am I talking to Grace? Grace mother. I say, yes, let me talk to Grace. Then I'll, Grace, how are you? Fine. I'll talk to Philomena. Philomena, how are you? I'll talk to Joy. How are you? Kinsley, and all that. Then I called one girl. When I called the line, then I introduced myself. Oh, this is your daughter's pastor. He said, then the woman said that, ah, please, are you the pastor at Pentecost or you are the pastor at Methodist? I said, hey, am I the pastor at Pentecost or the pastor at Methodist? It's like the child attends a lot of churches. So they can't even tell whether the one calling is calling from Lighthouse or is calling from Methodist or is you have to, you see, the way you don't change your school, you see your school, this is your school that you pay school fees. Even that school, you don't change it. You are inside the school from class 1 to form 3. But how do you change your church? You are exposing yourself to this person. Expose yourself to this person. Learn to hide yourself in one place. Number 2. You hide yourself in the name of the Lord. Proverbs 18:10. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and they are safe. Another thing that can protect you is the name of the Lord. The name of the Lord. Look, your grandfather's name cannot do much. Your father's name cannot do much. Look, right now, names work miracles, but those names, they cannot save you. Yes. Your family surname cannot change you. It can't give you salvation. What can give you salvation is the name of the Lord. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are saved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Animals have learned. They have the wisdom to hide. Conies are hiding. They are hiding in rocks. When we say you are hiding in rock, it means a lot. It's like nobody can enter the rock. For somebody to get at you, the person must break the rock. Yeah. Yeah. There is no rock you are hiding inside. There is no rock you are hiding inside. Hallelujah. Number 2. You have to identify your rock. Who is the rock in your life? Who is the one speaking to you? Who is advising you? You see, you need advice. Oh. You see, a lot of the people whose life are in shambles. I don't know why this even I'm speaking big words, but it's good. It's because they don't have anybody speaking to them. You don't have anybody speaking to you. One day, I was in a meeting or I went to visit somebody, a very high profile person. So, as we're talking, then I said something. When I said the thing, then when somebody says something, you are surprised. You see, like, if right now Echo tells me, Caleb says that he has aeroplane, I have to sit, hey, wow, aeroplane. Do you see? Hey, so I'm surprised that at your age you have aeroplane. So I said something, then he sat up. Then he looked at my face. Then he says that, hey. So when I finished talking, he looked at me. Then he told me, he asked me a question. He said that somebody has been talking to you. Then I said yes. Then he said that, you see, because when I said the thing, he knows that at my age and what I've said, if you look at anybody my age, the person will never say that thing. So he said, then they asked me, somebody has been talking to you, and I said, yeah. So they asked me that, who has been talking? I say, Erica has been talking to me. He said, Erica? I said, yes. Who is in your life that talks to you? Do you have any Erica in your life who talks to you? You don't have anybody. You take your own decision. You think you are grown. Some of you, because you have pubic hair, ebiwa, you think you are grown because you have shaved 2 times already. You think the whole world is for you. Let me tell you, you need somebody in your life as a rock for you. Otherwise, the boys will come for you. Pornography will come for you. Masturbation will come for you. Stealing will come for you. Smoking will come for you. Drinking will come for you. Evil things will come for you. Yeah. They will come for you. But I pray for you. I honestly pray for you that you identify the rock in your life. You need a rock. You have to find out, where is my rock? Where is the rock that I can ask you out here? This, nobody sleeps here. Nobody sleeps here. If it begins to rain, everybody has a house that you run to. Your house is your rock. But if you are here, God forbid, and somebody doesn't have a house, and it begins to rain now, we don't know where you are going. If you go out, you see people sleeping behind people's kiosks because they don't have anywhere to sleep. They don't have a rock. What rock? Have you identified the rock in this life? Life is tough. Life is tough. A lot of things are seeking to pluck you down. A lot of things are seeking to destroy you. You must get a rock in your life. Yeah. You must get a rock. You must identify your rock. I'm telling you, I'm speaking sense and I'm speaking wisdom into your life that you need a rock. You need a rock. You need somebody like I have an Erica in my life. You need somebody in your life that will be talking to you. Somebody that can tell you, stupid boy. We can't tell you, stupid boy. Since you came from Odogono SHS, we can't tell you, stupid boys. No. You just came from Accra Academy. Good track. Good class one. How do you even call them? 4-1 good. We can't send you again. We can't tell you, foolish boy. Yeah. But if you have somebody in your life, the person should be able to say, stupid girl, sit down. And you sit down. But because your life is wayward, nobody can tell you. If they insult you, who are you to insult me? That is how your life will be like that. There's nobody that can talk to you. There's nobody that you can run to. You don't have any rock in your life. You need a rock. Sister, you need a rock. Life is tough. If you don't identify your rock and run to your rock, by the time you are 17 years, you have 3 children with 6 fathers. I'm telling you. I'm saying, by the time you are 17 years, you have 3 children with 6 fathers. Because there is no rock. There is no rock in your life. A young girl can meet at the age of 13, 14, 15, 16. Every boy will tell you are beautiful. Every boy will tell you are beautiful. But you think that when they say you are beautiful, you are beautiful. Yeah. Some of them, you are beautiful. It is the road that leads to panties remover. Telling you. And you are there. The boys are giving you fans. Hey. Say cheese. Take a picture. And you are taking pictures. You are posing. No problem. No. You are. Instead of you to hide in a rock, you are hiding in a tree. They will shoot at you. Yes. Hallelujah. And then the last one, number 3, you must be sensitive. After you have identified your rock and you have a rock, you must be sensitive. What does it mean to be sensitive? To be sensitive means that if you have an issue, you should be able to run into the rock. Yeah, you can have a rock, you can identify your rock, but you can see danger coming and you still be standing on the rock instead of running into the rock. Most people have rocks, but they don't run into the rocks. Sunday, I was begging my church members that they should come and see me. They should come and see, but they have rock, but it's like they don't come into the rock. So you'll be there now. Some issues have happened. They've broken your virginity. You are now pregnant. Yeah. Yes, I have church members who are pregnant. As I'm standing, I'm a grandfather. I'm a total grandfather. I've done the missing ceremonies. Oh. Youth church. Oh. But I have children who have born children. I'm telling you. So you wait when the issue escalates because you have forgotten that you have a rock to run. into it. So you must be super sensitive. Now look, this thing there, I must go into the rock. Three boys have sent you WhatsApp message that they love you. Enter the rock. Enter the rock. Enter the rock. But you are there choosing. Kweku kra nitesu. Kojo. Kojo, they don't have money. Kweku susu de ni bofunye. But kude mefa kufisa. Omundi omu kakra. Baya no obumi. But eye. Look at the decision you are taking. Look at the decision you are taking. Have you run into the rock? Which rock in your life are you running into to make a decision? He said, the corners. But a feeble folk. People know you are feeble. Young girl listening to me, people know you are feeble. Some of you young girls, the only thing that can get you is fried rice and yogurt. They will remove your pants right now. The first time you broke your virginity, it was spring rose and farm milk that they bought for you. The second time you broke your virginity, it was fried rice. Not fried rice from KFC, from Red Carpet. You know Red Carpet? I have a joint here, it's called Red Carpet. That if you have like 3 cities, 4 cities, you get fried rice. Yeah. I'm telling you. And they broke your virginity. Because they know you are feeble. They know you have entered the boys' room. See the colors. Colors, one blue, one gray, one orange. It's rotating. It's rotating. Then they are playing song. See that? Then you become confused. You don't know that it is meant to destroy your life. Instead of you to walk out, you are sitting on the boy's bed. Then that you are tired. Stupid girl. Stupid girl. Some of you watching me, you know where you are. As you are watching me now, you are trying to scroll. Scroll! Save your data to watch pornography. Go offline and go and watch pornography at your age. What are you seeing your life for? You must understand that in life, to do well, you need a rock. You need somebody you can go and tell your issues to, and the person will tell you, hey, shut up, sit down. You need somebody to go and you tell that stupid boy, sit down. Go and break up with the girl. But there's nobody like that in your life. You are living a social deviant life. Yeah. Social opprobrumic life. You are a social misfit. You are a child that is left to yourself. You cannot find your bearings and your coordinates. You are just living a day at a time. You are not thinking forward. But I pray for you that the wisdom of the cornice will come into you right now. I say, may the wisdom of the cornice come into you. May you learn to become wise. May you learn. You see, animals are becoming wise. How much more you that we are paying school fees for? Somebody we are paying school fees for. Somebody we are sewing school uniform for. You are not wise. With foolishness, no abete. But I pray that you receive wisdom. You receive wisdom. So lift up your hand. Supernatural wisdom right now. Wherever you are, I see wisdom coming into your life. I see a rock. God is giving you a rock. God is giving you somebody that you can run to. God is giving you a refuge. God is giving you a hiding place. God is giving you an abode in the rock. No scavenger will seek after your life. When they come, they will not find you. When they come, they will meet the rock. When they come, the rock will be your protection and your refuge. God is giving you a high tower where you can rest in the name of Jesus. Lift up your hand. Soka talaba. Rimando sekebe kaba. Male kaza bramando bale kiyanda. Le kasa koriyama. Ikambe zabo kaba zabra. Iyande seke lambo silianda. In the name of Jesus, may wisdom come into their lives right now. Anybody watching, I pray for the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of understanding. Father, bless them with wisdom right now. In the name of Jesus, may foolishness go away. May we identify our rock. May we identify our rock and run into our rock. May we be sensitive to see troubles coming and hide in the rock. In the name of Jesus. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust my sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all the ground is sinking sand. Oh, the ground is sinking sand. You are listening to me. You are not born again. You want to say, Pastor, pray with me. Pastor, I want to give my life to Christ. Pastor, I'm living the life I'm not happy about. Please pray with me. Please pray with me. I am ready to lead you to Christ. The only person that can save you is Christ. I cannot save you. Your mother cannot save you. I will not die for you. Your mother cannot die for you. Your father cannot die for you. This idiot boyfriend you have cannot die for you. The only person that can save you and have died for you is Jesus Christ. I want you to give your life to Christ right now. Wherever you are, say this prayer after me. A minute from the bottom of your heart. Say, Dear Lord Jesus, please erase my sins. Please forgive me of every sin. And write my name in the book of life. Please have mercy on me and help me in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. As I've said this simple prayer, you are born again. If you are looking for a good church to attend, I am in the Sowutuom Cathedral, the Anakazo Assemblies of the Sowutuom Cathedral. When you come on Sunday, tomorrow is Sunday, when you come, say you are looking for Pastor EK, or say you are looking for the Young People's Church, or say you are looking for the Saved Church, they will bring you to where other young people are, where we fellowship, we have good time, we learn the word of God, we have fun, and there is sweet atmosphere in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. I sincerely campaign. I am campaigning for wisdom in your life, honestly. I'm campaigning for wisdom in your life. And I believe that as you hold on, or as we hold on to this wisdom series, by the time you are done, you have a different perspective of life, and your life will be a total blessing. I pray for you that it will be well with you. Whatever you find your hands to do, may you do it well, and may it be well with you. May you identify a rock. Last time I was there, I had a text, WhatsApp, from somebody, a young girl. She'll be in SHS. Then she sent me a message. She first greeted. I responded. Then she said, Can you do me a favor? Now I said, what favor? And she said that, can you mentor me? And I said, why not? Look, since then, I can attest that that girl's life has never been the same. So until she sent me problems, issues, and when I say do this, she goes to do that. When I say do this, she goes to do that. Something do this and go, yeah. You need a rock. For your life to be better and for you to move on well, you need a rock. You need somebody that can talk to you. You need somebody that can shout at you. If your parents are even afraid to shout at you, your parents are afraid. If they shout at you right now, you take your Ghana must go and you leave. Look at somebody that has parked a Ghana must go. He's going, he's traveling. Take your Ghana must go and you leave. But you need somebody that can say, stupid boy, sit down. You need somebody that can say, silly girl. And you sit down. And most of you don't have anybody like that in your life. I pray for you that you get a rock. As I'm talking, take your offering. Oh, it might be a G Musica. So take your offering. And then the offering Momo numbers are on the screen. I hear you people have not been giving the offering. So if you don't give the offering, our coming online will be very difficult. Okay. I want you to give a good offering. I honestly want you to give a very good offering to support the broadcast, all right? We've just resumed church. We have to get our equipment, new equipment, so that we can come clearer. Can come to you, all right? We have to get some nice equipment. So give a good offering, okay? Ebenezer, I know you are watching me from US, so you have to send dollars. Ebenezer, you have been watching the broadcast. Since you've gone to this America, you don't mind me again. You have prospered. I've joined the US Army, so don't respect. give the offering. This is your church. I'm still your pastor. Even though you are in US, I'm still your pastor. Do you understand? So give a very good offering. You, the one listening to me from Abelinkpe, you, the one at Bubuashi, Kandeshi First Light, Mandela, you, the one at Mataeko, Kolegono, Kolebu, Choko, where again? Amasama, Dansoma, where? Ablekuma, give good offering. Omanjo, Gosoutuo Market, give good offering. Alright? And I believe that God is going to bless you. So give a very good offering. And then after that, I'll pray with you. And then we'll end the broadcast. It's been a blessing coming your way. And this is one of the powerful keys that you must learn in your life. That look, to do well, you must attach yourself to somebody who is already doing well. Yes. Look, if you attach yourself to a good person, you become good. If you attach yourself to an intelligent person, you become wise. I'm telling you. If you attach yourself to a fool, you become foolish boy exponent 8. Do you understand? So, you have to get what you are looking for. Anything that you attach yourself to, you become that thing. If you attach yourself to weed smokers, before you graduate from that school, you now be drinking Indian herbs. Okay? If you attach yourself to people who drink Adonko bitters, by the time you are graduating from their class, you will start drinking vodka. Alright? So, I pray for you that you attach yourself to godly people who will spare you unto victory, who will lead you unto victory, who will lead you unto righteousness in the name of Jesus. Are you giving the offering? Or you are making me shout like that? Give the offering, come and let's pray and sleep. Tomorrow, I'm very excited about what is happening tomorrow. Tomorrow is church. Okay? So tomorrow, locate me. I am at the Anakazo Assemblies, Sowetoom Cathedral. That is where, church happen. That is where young people gather. You are in this church that you go attend. They call it Sunday school. You go to the church. They share toffee for you. They teach you one memory verse and close. You stop that. It's not a good church. Come to church where you sit down. You listen to preaching. Okay. You meet the pastor and have counseling. You understand? You join choir. You join choreography. You join something. Alright. You join the camera, the media team and all that. You see that? Your life will be better. Just go to church. 9 o'clock, they've closed you. 9 o'clock is when we are even starting the church. 9 o'clock is when we are starting the church. We mobilize every young person. Okay? I mean, SHS, JHS, primary, wherever, you must come. You must come. Visit me one of these days and your life will never be the same again. So I pray for you. Now look, tomorrow is Sunday. Try and make your way to the Anakazo. Ask somebody, if you are La Paz, ask them, where is Sowetoom? Pick a Sowetoom car, say you are light at Heavenly Church. When they are light, you cross the road, walk up, you see our church signboard by the left side. It's Lighthouse Chapel International. We are now trying to change the signboard to Anakazo Assembly. If it's a denomination, it must be Anakazo. Anakazo is the best denomination. I'm telling you, come and join Anakazo Assemblies and we'll make you an Anakazo man. Hallelujah. Have you given the offering already? I'm not receiving the notification. No. You are not giving the offering. You are still looking at me. I said give the offerings. Let's pray. Father, I commit everyone watching, listening into your care. I pray for them, O God, that as we retire to bed, as we ponder over these words, O God, let these words drum in our heart. Let these words, O God, speak volume in our heart so that at the end of the day, O God, we'll become better young people. We'll become people that are being led into a rock, the name of the Lord, that are ready in the pastors that you have given us, and they will lead us. I pray, oh God, I curse every form of disease, sicknesses, pandemic, coronavirus. We curse you in the name of Jesus. And I believe, oh God, that you are leading us in the path of righteousness. Thank you, Holy Spirit, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Dear viewers, this has been your regular host. My name has still not changed. My name is Pastor Ike. It's been a blessing coming your way tonight. Next week, Wednesday, will come your way. But tomorrow, try and meet me at church. All right? Wherever church you attend, go to church. Okay? Serve God. Do something at church. Don't go to church. They close. No, then you've gone home. No. Be in church. Be committed to the church where you are. And I believe that victory is coming your way. It's been a blessing coming your way. Until we meet next week again, it's me, Pastor AK. Have a good night and bye.
This has been the Unadulterated Word of God with Reverend Ike. God bless you for listening to this message. We believe you have been transformed. Join us again next time. Have a blessed week.